You're listening to PizzaRadio.com, and today on Ask the Expert, we're speaking with Jitendra Gupta, and he represents a new mobile application that may change the way restaurants are marketing their loyalty plans. It's called Punch, and it looks to make punch cards obsolete. We're going to talk about what matters to the operator. We have Gupta on the line now. First off, I looked at your app, and I think it's very interesting. Basically, it consolidates all of your punch cards, but it does a lot more for the actual operator, too. Could you just explain to me basically how it works?
Absolutely. So the name of the company is Punch, mm-hmm. right? Punch as in punch cards. And what we wanted to do, and we really like punch cards because they're like simple loyalty programs that everybody gets. Everybody knows the score, right, with the punch card. And so we took the punch cards, we put them on the phone. So, you know, instead of carrying those cards, we consolidate on the mobile device so that any place you go, you always have your punch cards and you can punch right on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on top of it, what we do is we connect it with Facebook. So suppose you go and punch at a place and you like the place, you can actually leave a comment. And a lot of people leave a bunch of comments. These comments become a very powerful source of content for the business.
Mm-hmm.
Who can then republish and repurpose it and post it on their own Facebook pages that, hey, look what our customers had to say about us.
Wow.
That allows you to right there kind of tell your friends, you can actually post it on your own Facebook wall and all that. Now, based on all this, suppose one of your friends finds out about the place where you ate. And food is social, right? We talk about food, we talk about pizza all the time, right?
Yes.
Now, based on that, one of your friends then shows up. When they punch, and when they're punching, we're going to say, hey, looks like your friend Andrew was here before you. And this we know through the Facebook connections.
Mm-hmm.
And did he tell you about this place? And if this friend says, you know what, Andrew actually did mention this, and that's how I came here, we just send you an email saying, hey, congrats, Andrew, you just won an extra punch at this restaurant for referring your friend.
Oh, that's cool.
So ends up becoming a very trackable, and as a business, then you can say, you know what, this is a very powerful dynamic. Instead of just one punch, I'm going to give three punches, and you can, you know, allows businesses to really incentivize this behavior, and mm-hmm. then sit back and measure it.
So through social media, the punch card not only expands social media marketing for the operator, but it also benefits the diner at the same time.
Yeah, so diners get all the cards consolidated in one place.
Mm-hmm.
They get the rewards right there on the phone. It becomes a social tool because food is social, and people can actually do a lot of, like, you know, mm-hmm. gift the punches to other people. They can even send invitations to their friends and have them. Business can say.
Are you also on Androids right now, or is it just on the iPhone?
It's on Android.
Okay,
it's
very cool. I'm gonna go download it then.
Yeah.
So explain to me exactly, how does the business owner punch the card? Do they have to acknowledge something on the phone? Like, whose phone are they using?
So the way it works, that's a great question. So the way it works is that the business signs up with us, and when they sign up, they get to set up a custom card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on top of it, you know, one of our main principle here as we're talking about this is that, you know, food is social, and customers are going to drive new customers, and that's how you got to really set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted all the validations to be happening on the consumer side rather than on the business side. You know, when you give them cards which have like these scannable or swipeable cards, you know, they don't know the consumers don't know the score, and they are very much less engaged with the program. So with us, the way they validate is we ask them to take a picture of the receipt that they just had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this receipt, we get a copy of the receipt. We look at the location name, the business name, the date time, the amount that of the purchase, and the receipt number. And based on that, we make sure that all these things are matching based on the rules that the business set up, and
mm-hmm.
we award the punch.
Okay. And how long does that take to go through? Is it instant?
It's instantaneous.
Okay.
So what we do is we actually award the punch instantaneously, and it turns out about 96-97% of the punches we get are all good receipts. So we award the punch instantaneously, and then we take about 24 hours, during which you can't redeem that card.
Mm-hmm.
We validate it. We validate it using OCR technologies, And the ones which we cannot OCR, we actually have a service center in India which hand validates each and every one of them.
Okay.
Now, on top of it, right, all these receipts are then available to the business to audit. So somebody wants to look at, hey, you know, I want to see all my receipts which are associated with this particular user. You can actually go back through our admin interface. You can see all the stats, and you can even audit receipts and all that.
So you can go back and see what individual customers have been ordering every time they come into your shop for, like, the past six months.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know exactly what they've been ordering, how much amount they've been spending, and you can even do custom campaigns based on that. You can say, hey, Andrew, haven't seen you for 2 months. Last time you ordered, this pizza, we just added a new pizza, which is sort of like this, and, you know, you should come and check it out.
Oh. Is there a website you would like to drive our readers to if they would like to learn more about your program?
Yeah. They should go to punch.com. Mm-hmm. It's P-U-N-C-H-H with an extra H.
Yeah.
And there is a video on the homepage. There is a FAQ. We have a very active blog. You can download the app in the App Store or the Android. Check out all the information that.
Well, Mr. Gupta, that is just all the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining us on PizzaRadio.com.